we're talking NIT Class A weekend, we got to talk about, you know, carbon up and getting a full belly and ready for the weekend. And with that,
well,
let's eat.
Well, Russ Ault with us this morning with the Negaunee Lions Club. And, well, it's NITs, which means you guys are busy and doing again what?
We are going to have a pancake feed on Sunday morning, the 42nd annual. I believe the NIT's been around 45 years.
That's a lot of pancakes over 42 years.
And a lot of basketball. So on Sunday morning, we'll be serving pancakes from 8 to 1 o'clock. So you can come and carb up along with hopefully some of the players. And then you can head down the hall and grab a seat and watch some ball. We're going to have pancake, sausage, orange juice, milk, and coffee. And after hearing Lance a little while ago, I think we'll have a slam dunk competition. Slamming pancakes, and you can roll up your pancake and see how many times you can dunk it before it falls off in your coffee. So well, if you want to come call that for us, Mark, we'd love it.
That's for me. That's all my style of dunking there. So,
you need to give me... Where exactly is this for folks that haven't had the chance to take part in this before? Where are you holding this?
It is at the Lakeview School multipurpose room. And it's, if you go to the top of the bleachers at Lakeview School,
and then down the hall,
and that's where we're going to be camped out.
Basically, follow the aroma.
Yep. $5 for a single, $15 for a family. So if you have a big family, you can do a lot of eating.
You can do a lot of damage for $15.
one year, I recall a gentleman sat in the corner, and I think it was in excess of 23 plates that he ate and left with the stack at the end of the day.
Now I know where you were.
That was not me. I resemble that remark, but that was not me. No, no.
The money raised is used for?
Mostly it has gone the last couple of years for scholarships for graduating seniors from Negaunee High School. And if we make more than what covers those scholarships, it goes for area youth programs. It might be Negaunee Girls Softball, Little League,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys,
Boy Scouts.
We've had a list of that. It's just a myriad of things, which is really the mission of the group.
Right. We support programs for the blind. That's what the whole thing of Lionism is helping with the blind. The reason I got involved with it was a neighbor asked me if I was interested in it, and he gave me a brochure, and then it made me think back to when I was a kid that my great aunt was blinded as a child and had a seeing eye dog. And I thought, well, now I can give back to the people that helped her. So I've been with the Lions for about 10 years now.
Well, if one guy went through 23 plates, I'm assuming this is an all-you-can-eat affair.
Yes, it is.
Unless he was just, here's five more bucks. 8 o'clock.
That would be welcomed also.
More donations. I think if you get to plate 15, you better eke up a little bit more.
That's kind of what I wanted to get to, because it is 5 and 15, but if folks are so inclined and they'd like to make a little additional, what have you, absolutely, because as we just heard, it goes to a great cause.
It goes right back into the community.